Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
In June, our leadership calls and says, you know, things are moving pretty quickly and we think some doors are open. If you would really pray about Somalia, we feel that that might be where God wants you to go. And I've already told Ruth, that's the last place God's going to ask me to go, which, you know, that's a mistake to make when you tell God what he can do. And so, again, we did the stupid thing. We read the Bible together and prayed about it. And so in May, I had the refugee camp experience after Ruth and I had reread the book of Acts. And then in June, we told leadership, after going to the refugee camp, that we need to go to unreached peoples. And August the 1st, we're in Kenya in just a few short months. And learning our third or fourth language, Swahili, getting ready to learn Somali language. So many refugees in from Somalia and Kenya, they had a lot of money, that Ruth and I just would go downtown Nairobi and we would follow Somalis around, very distinctive looking from Kenyans. And we got where we would go where they drank tea and where they would eat Somali food and find those who could speak English, because we spoke no Somali at that time, and asking them about their country and letting them tell us their stories. Now, our leadership had said, Nick and Ruth, come. It'll probably take you 3 to 5 years to get in Somalia. So from August to almost Christmas, we studied Swahili. And after we graduated from Swahili, after Christmas, we started studying Somali. And then we're following Somalis around in the city and asking them, how can we help you? Or is there a way we can help people in Somalia? And one old man said, if you'll go out to Wilson Airport, it's a small airplane airport outside of Nairobi, usually the Red Cross is flying out of there about 5 o'clock in the morning, taking supplies anywhere they can get to in Somalia. And maybe, you know, you can go to Somalia like that. And so I believe it was February of 1992, and Ruth took me out to Wilson Airport, and there was this Red Cross plane being loaded with food and medicines. And I went up to the pilot and I said, where are you going? He says, I'm going to Somaliland. In the old days, Somalia was split up between the British Northwest Somaliland and the rest of it was Italian background. So we're going to take these food and medicine and stuff to Somaliland. I said, do you need help? And he said, oh, we always need help. I said, can I go? And the pilot and co-pilot looked at each other and said, sort of puzzled, and he turned back and said, we always need help. But now we'll take you in there, into Hargeisa, into Somaliland, but we can't tell you whether we can get you out in 2 weeks or 4 weeks or 6 weeks. And so I walked back across the tarmac as they finished loading the plane, and I said to Ruth, I said, Ruth, I'm going. And I said, you know, this is before cell phones. We don't have satellite phones or anything. They had told me it took 3 to 5 years to get in there, and now 2 months after we tried, I'm going to make my first trip in there. And so I said, Ruth, I'm going, and I've got to go with your blessings. And so Ruth held me and prayed for me and stood at the edge of the tarmac as I climbed in that Red Cross plane and got on top of the supplies and took off, not knowing whether I'm going to be back in 2 weeks or 4 weeks or 6 weeks, and landed in Hargeisa, Somaliland, in the height of an aftermath of some of the Civil War. And I felt like I just knew. It was like getting in a plane in the New Testament and getting off the plane in the Old Testament. And it was like I had flown into hell. And there was no place for what I was about to see to register.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.